Welcome to the season 2 finale of Misanthrope Radio. You know, from time to time, I think it would be nice to have a co-host. Yeah, somebody to fucking do Misanthrope Radio with who has the same mindset and the same fucking general disdain for humanity. I find myself wishing that I had a co-host to bounce ideas off of and fucking help me refine bits and, you know, make shit funny. But more and more lately, I've been thinking about a fucking co-host because in this particular instance, I need to be ruthlessly fucking shit-talked. I do. I need to have somebody here who I can explain what I'm going through with this fucking episode of Misanthrope Radio, who will then fucking savagely shit-talk me in the way that I deserve to be shit-talked. You know what? Fuck it. It's the season finale. Let's give it a shot. Let's try out this fucking co-host thing. Hey guys, who do we have here? My mom. Fuck. Okay, fuck it. Send her in.
I've been waiting for so long for an invitation to come up in your studio. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, no, I can't do this. Get her out of here. Mom, get the fuck out.
Oh, you're always so fucking fast.
No, nobody's trying to hear your fucking bullshit. Go on out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Just wait till I tell you fucking fuck.
Motherfucker. Okay, that went badly. Who else do we have? My dad's here? Okay, fine. Send him in. Let's try it out.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff steigert war Befehl!
No, Dad, you gotta go. Get the fuck out. Get him the fuck out of here. I can't have people screaming in fucking German on an American fucking podcast. Dad, get the fuck out! Jesus fucking shit. A fucking co-host. Let's be having a stroke. This was never gonna fucking work. Fine, I'm just gonna have to fucking shit talk myself. It was always gonna end up this way. Here's the thing. I have a fucking great idea for a bit. I've been sitting on this fucking idea the entire season because I knew that I wanted to do this for the season finale. The season one finale was a departure from what I normally do. And I thought that the season two finale should be similar. It should be different from every other fucking episode of Misanthrope Radio. And I've been sitting on this idea and rolling it over in my fucking mind and pulling it all the threads, just waiting for the fucking season finale so I can unleash this masterpiece on you. This demonstration of podcast virtuosity that I was going to fucking bring you when I sat down to actually fucking record it, I found that I couldn't do it. I couldn't fucking get there. I couldn't wrap my mind around it. Yeah, I could do the bits and I could do the elements and I could do the monologue and all that stuff. But when it came time to put it together, I couldn't bring myself to ruthlessly shit talk other military members. I've talked about it several times over the course of the last two seasons. I was in the Navy. And what do we do in the military? We ruthlessly shit talk each other. But that's when we're talking among ourselves. That's what we do to fucking pass the time or to take our mind off of the fucking awful shit that we happen to be doing at that given moment. We fucking shit talk each other. This feels like talking out of school. I'm ruthlessly shit talking other military members to you. And that doesn't fucking feel right. So I can't do this episode. And I can hear Jamingo screaming in my fucking head.
It's just a fucking podcast. It doesn't fucking matter. Put out the episode. Put out the episode. Put out the episode.
Okay, here's the gist of the bit. All right, this is the road that I was going to go down. More and more, I'm seeing little blips and little flashes online, whether it's Reddit or other apps, where people are kind of fucking mocking the tier one fucking military operators like your Delta Force guys and your DevGru guys who are getting out of the service and they're fucking doing what they all fucking do. It's becoming a fucking punchline. Do a stretch of time in Delta Force, get out and fucking write a book. Sell your story for a fucking movie. Come out with a product of some kind that has the word tactical in the description. Because it is becoming a little bit of a cliche. That's what I was going to bring to you this time. I was going to fucking sit down and roast these motherfuckers that you hear on the Sean Ryan show, telling their very formulaic, fucking awfully similar stories, and then hawking some kind of fucking product or book. This particular knife is made out of compressed paper held together by cellulose. So when you do your fucking stabbing, in there, the blade breaks off and then it dissolves into their bloodstream. I developed a line of tactical spatulas for when you're out there minding your own business grilling and you look up and realize that your backyard suddenly become a battlefield.
Well, I developed a tactical wristwatch that fires poison darts out of the watch face at unsuspecting enemies.
I made a series of tactical socks. They perform just like normal socks, but if you find yourself needing to breach a door quick, fast, and in a hurry, you take the sock off, you put the gray fabric toe on the gray fabric heel, stick it to the door, and 30 seconds later, you're through that door like it ain't shit.
What a fucking asshole. Like, for real, what kind of a fucking cocksucker would put together a bit like that with the intention of roasting guys who fucking literally bled for our freedom? What a fucking dick I am. And now I don't even have the fucking sack to play it for you. Just a fucking drippy, goddamn, disgusting, syphilis-ridden fucking vag. You know, I fucking sit up here and I talk to you about how I'm the greatest podcaster in history and no one should have a fucking show except me. And I pride myself on being able to ruthlessly roast any topic, any person, any time. But when I sit down to do this fucking bit, I can't fucking do it. And I don't really understand why. I've been in a room with SEALs tons of fucking times. To be honest, they're kind of dicks. They always treated me like a fucking appliance. So tell me why I'm in this fucking situation right now where I can't make myself mock them publicly. Even shitting on Sean Ryan feels wrong. I've never fucking balked at making fun of another fucking podcaster. But this guy's not just a podcaster. He was also a Navy SEAL. He went over there in the name of your fucking freedom. It feels weird to make fun of fucking Sean Ryan. Because if you had the opportunity to sit down across from some of the greatest warriors in American history and talk to them in long-form format, wouldn't you do it? Of course you fucking would. What's the alternative? He has what? Somebody like me on there to talk about my fucking stories in the Navy? Yeah, that would sound something like this.
Welcome back to the Sean Ryan Show. I have here with me a guy by the name of Lorenzo, who served in the Navy. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your time in the Navy?
I had just gone to the ship. I was right out of boot camp and A school, and I show up there, and I'm in the bake shop in there, and I'm baking cookies, because that was my job. And then I looked down to my left, because I could feel someone's eyes on me, and there was this little black guy down there looking up at me, and he was grabbing onto my arms and squeezing my arms and my forearms. And then he goes,
"Who the fuck are you?"
Like that. And I said, my name is Lorenzo, Petty Officer. And he goes,
"You gonna come to the boat all big and shit like that, huh? You gonna come to the boat all big as fuck? Okay, you hold on."
And then he left and I was still baking cookies. And then when he came back, he had a guy dressed all in tan, all in like khaki colors. And he was yelling at him from behind saying,
"Johnson, no, goddammit. This is my new guy. This is my brand new guy. You can't have him. You can't have him."
And Johnson is yelling back at him saying,
"He's all big as fuck like that. He's just begging for me. He come here for me. Chief, you don't know nothing about this."
Oh, no shit. Goddamn.
And then Johnson said,
"Get your shit, motherfucker. You coming with me."
And so I was walking with him and we were walking down a ladder well side by side, which you're not supposed to do.
Oh, no shit. Goddamn.
Yeah, and we're walking down side by side and he's got his arm looped through mine like I'm escorting him downstairs. And he's looking up at me and he's going,
"You know where you're going, right?"
And I was like, no, I don't know where I'm going. And he's going,
"You know where you're going, right? There's only one place you going, right? You know where you're going."
And I said, "No, I don't know where I'm going."
And he said, "You coming home, motherfucker. You coming home, baby, with me."
And I thought I was getting ready to get raped. But as it turns out, he just wanted me to work lifting stuff because I was big.
You see what I'm saying? How many fucking people are going to tune into something like that? Nobody. Nobody's going to tune into a fucking podcast where Sean Ryan's talking to blue water sailors. It's just not going to fucking happen. Our stories are not that fucking interesting. So, of course, if he has the ability to pull tier one operators who've really been in the shit, he's going to fucking pull them. Why wouldn't he?
It'd be insane not to. Here I am, a fucking podcaster who tells you all the time, don't bother listening to these other fucking shows. They're dog shit, that I'm all the fucking podcast you need. There's no topic for me off limits. Lorenzo has no area that's off limits. Well, apparently that's not fucking true. Because as I sit here tonight, my fucking fat ass is cloaked in fucking shame and failure for not bringing you the episode that I wanted to. Because it comes across as disrespectful. And that's exactly what I don't want to be. So I would think about it all fucking day long. How am I going to tell this story? How am I going to do this fucking bit and point out that these tier one operators are all basically doing the same thing at the end of their military service, and it is a little bit fucking comical, without coming across as being disrespectful or ungrateful for the sacrifices that they made? But night after night, I came down here and sat and looked at my fucking computer screen with the mic open and did a few lines or tried to come at it a different way, and my mind was completely blank except for the weirdest fucking thing. The weirdest thing kept popping into my head, and it took me forever to figure out why Eugene Sledge kept popping in my head. I read a book a long time ago written by a guy named Eugene Sledge. To my knowledge, he only wrote one book. It was called With the Old Breed, and it was a first-hand account of his experience as a Marine Corps grunt in the Pacific Theater of World War II. Now, this is not a fucking book review. I'm not going to tell you that you should go fucking read the book or anything like that, although it is very fucking good, and it was one of two books used as the primary source materials for HBO's series The Pacific, if you ever watch that. If you haven't, I'm sure you can fucking stream it. Anyway, the reason I bring up E.B. Sledge's book is because there's a scene in this fucking book that's always stuck with me. It's a scene towards the end of the book when he is back from the fucking war in the Pacific. And if you know anything about the Pacific Theater of World War II, you know it was fucking gnarly. The shit that went on in the Pacific Theater made the fucking European theater look like fucking child's play. The Pacific Theater was fucking crazy. So anyway, he goes and does his thing as a Marine, does the island hopping and the fucking gnarly battles and the atrocities and sees all this crazy shit. And then he comes back from World War II and he doesn't really know what to do with himself. So he takes his ass down to the fucking local university. I want to say it was the University of Alabama, but I may also be wrong. But for the purposes of moving this fucking story along, let's say it's the University of Alabama. He goes down to the University of Alabama. They're obviously having some kind of admissions day where they're signing up all of these fucking veterans from the war, getting them launched on a fucking degree plan or a degree path or something, right? Anyway, he's standing in fucking line and they've got these tables all set up with these perfectly pleasant people sitting there talking to all of these veterans as they're going through the line. And he overhears this lady asking this one guy, "Hey, okay, what did you do in the war?" And he said something like, "I was an electrician's mate in the Navy." And she goes, "Okay, well, we have an electrical engineering program that would be perfect for you. Just fill out this paperwork and step aside." Well, then it comes time for Mr. Sledge to step up and talk to the bright-eyed blonde sitting at the fucking table. She looked at him and she said, "What skills did you develop during the war, sir?" And he looked at her and he was overwhelmed by all of the people and all of the activity and all of the shit going on. He clearly had some unresolved things going on in his mind and he wasn't doing well being around people at that time. And he looked at her right in her fucking eyes and he said, "All I learned how to do was kill Japs. And I got really good at it." Or something like that. Again, paraphrasing, going purely from memory here. She was dumbfounded. She didn't know what to say. He realized he had made her uncomfortable and kind of embarrassed himself, and he retreated, turned around and walked out of the admissions fair. And every time I came downstairs to record this fucking season finale of Misanthrope Radio with this particular fucking bit in mind, I couldn't fucking do it. And I couldn't do it because of the book With the Old Breed
by Eugene Sledge, specifically the part where he looks that naive young lady in her stupid fucking face and tells her the only thing he learned how to do in the Marine Corps was kill Japs. There's not that much of a difference between these guys today that we're hearing on the Sean Ryan Show and Eugene Sledge back then. So when it came time to make fun of the fact that they're all fucking writing books and making movies and consulting on TV shows, when it came time to shit talk the fact that they all have some kind of fucking product that they're pushing, I couldn't fucking make myself do it, because what the fuck else are they supposed to do? What the fuck do we expect of them? What fucking skills have they cultivated after a lifetime of fucking service that they can take and fucking translate into marketable skills in corporate America? None. Almost none. I guess you could say that they have better leadership abilities and they can think under fucking stress better than most people. But as far as actual tangible fucking skill sets, what do they have? What do they have? Not fucking much. So that is why they're fucking writing books. And that is why they're fucking making movies. And that is why they're all fucking making products that you can fucking buy, and they're just trying to fucking survive in a world that's fascinated by them but doesn't fucking understand them. I couldn't fucking do it. I couldn't sit down here and shit on these guys. As much as I tried, as much as I wanted to, and I thought it was a military thing, it's not. It's fucking Eugene Sledge. It's literally Eugene Sledge. Standing there in the fucking courtyard at the University of Alabama, overwhelmed by what's going on around him, still dealing with the shit that he went through overseas, and having to interact with a public that didn't fucking understand what he just fucking went through. I can't shit on him at all. As a matter of fact, I would love to find a way to fucking help in some form or fashion. Like, why isn't there a college for them? You know, there's a program in the military where if you are an electrician's mate, for example, in the Navy, and you've been in 10 years and you have the rank of E5, send in your transcript that you can get from the training department on the ship and get immediate college credit in a field of study that aligns with your job in the military. So if you're an electrician's mate, you could very well have almost an associate's degree just for your Navy service, without ever setting foot in a classroom. So when you finally go for that bachelor's degree, you're almost halfway there just for having served. Do you think that they have anything like that for operators? I don't know for sure, but I do know for a fact that one of the guys I was in the Navy Reserve with, who was a SEAL, was absolutely fucking mind blown that they had a program like that for us regular vanilla fucking Navy types. It blew his fucking mind. I remember joking him at the time. I was like, what the fuck skills do you have that are going to translate to a fucking degree program, bro? What, underwater strangling? But it's true. It's not like there's a fucking university out there for these tier one operators. You know, somebody once told me that it doesn't fucking matter anymore what your degree is in as long as you have one. Okay, well then let's get a hold of fucking Elon Musk and some other influential, fabulously wealthy people and make a university for operators.
Welcome to Operator University. Thank you for your interest in our degree programs. We know you've served your country honorably, and you are ready to transition into the civilian world, but you are not equipped with all the tools you need to succeed. That's where we come in at Operator University. Take skills that you've developed and experiences that you've had and turn them into college credit that can be applied to any one of our four degree programs. You can get your Bachelor of Science in People Stabbing. You can get your Bachelor of Arts in High Speed Kidnapping, or a Bachelor of Science in Face Shooting, and finally a Bachelor of Arts in Blowing Stuff Up Underwater. In today's workforce, all that matters is that you have a degree. So take your experience, take your skill set, take your rank, and take your service. Apply it to our programs and earn the maximum credit for the things that you're already good at. Operator University. Request your brochure for Operator University today.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. There probably fucking should be, but there's nothing like that for them. I find myself sitting here and trying to champion the cause of a group of people, like I said earlier, who treated me like a fucking appliance. I mean, they weren't nice to me. We're not friends, but I can't make myself shit on them. I sure as hell can't. I can't do it publicly at any rate. You sit a group of military people around a fire pit with some fucking beer and we're going to shit talk each other all day, but I'm not going to do it in front of you. All right, it's enough. I'm not going to sit here and fucking ball wash military people and operators anymore. On to the next segment.
Segment 2.
Some fucking finale episode this turned out to be. Jesus Christ. I didn't know that I had a fucking no-no square, but I guess shit talking the military is my fucking no-no square. I really did come downstairs like 7 or 8 fucking times with the most ruthless intentions. Anyway, this is the season 2 finale of Misanthrope Radio. It is also, I guess, technically, the series finale of Misanthrope Radio. I wasn't joking last episode when I fucking took my victory lap and said that I'm going to start my own church. Misanthrope Radio officially dies today, and I will be moving forward as the first church of Lorenzo, unless I change my mind. I don't know. We'll see what happens. There's a long list of fucking people that I should thank who've kind of inspired me and helped me out along the way and encouraged me when I kind of got down on myself about the way this fucking show was going. I should definitely thank those people. I'm not going to. Fuck off. But I want you to know that I know I should. All right, thank you for joining me for this episode of Misanthrope Radio. Tell a friend, leave a review, and be looking for Season 3, Episode 1, hopefully in the very near future. It may not be called Misanthrope Radio, but we'll see what fucking happens. I could change my mind. All right, until next time.